deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads.
I feel like I'm waiting to hear what this has to do with the next topic of what song you picked.
Pretty good. Drinking beer.
There it
drinking
is.
Drinking beer. All right. Welcome back, As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bry, our guest today, is for this last segment, Matt Miller. It's International Beer Day. And I feel are you, I heard you make the White Claw joke earlier this in the show, but are you, what's your drink of preference?
I'm pretty much entirely beer person.
Okay.
I do enjoy a good pressed seltzer though. That is the one seltzer I do enjoy.
Made in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Made in Wisconsin. It's really good stuff. Actually has flavor. Doesn't taste like can.
I agree. And press is. I would if I'm going seltzer. If press is an option, that is the one that I'm going for.
Yeah. Is that the?
And sometimes.
Is that the
brand? Yeah, that's the brand.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's sometimes it's just nice, you know, beer can be heavy. Beer can, like, you know, stick with you a little bit longer. So sometimes it's nice for something a little bit cleaner. But yeah, in general, I'm a big beer person. In fact, my fiance has done a great job of teaching me the ways of the IPA. And I'm learning to not despise IPAs.
Oh, that's my go-to is an IPA. It's a hoppy, not hazy, but like a hoppy...
I'm figuring out which IPAs I'm in. Like the hazy ones don't play by me. I feel like I'm just drinking a handful of grass and it's just not for me. But I'm finding some that are a little less handful of grass, more like a touch of grass. So I'm appreciating those. She's a big sour person too, so I've grown an appreciation for sours. So I'm a better person since having met her, or at least a better beer drinker.
A nice pale ale with just a hint of grass.
Just a hint of grass.
Yes.
I know you like your white wine, but do you do beer?
I don't do beer.
No beer.
Not for a long
time. Not even like a light something?
Oh, light is like bad water.
Light
beer is...
So you'd prefer a stout? You'd prefer a stout if you were going to drink a beer?
I would prefer a nice golden ale, you know, a nice lager.
Okay.
Yeah, a nice lager.
If
I'm in England, if my husband and I go back to England, that's what I'll drink over there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
Smithwicks.
So as much as we have obviously the Brew City, we have lots of regional beer, but as far as international, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite foreign beer since it is International Beer Day?
Oh, yeah. I'm not enough of a beer snob to know what I'm drinking.
You'd be surprised.
Does Stella Artois count as international?
So I looked up the 25 most international best-selling like imported beers. And so... there'd be a couple on here that you'd be surprised that are technically international.
Yingling, Miller High Life.
Not Miller High Life. So the number one is called Snow, which I literally have never heard of. And Snow is the best-selling brand of beer in the world. And it's largely mostly in China, which is maybe why I've never heard of it. But it's the number one selling beer. But number two is Bud Light, because Bud Light's not made here. Yeah.
Where's Bud Light made?
And Bud Light is a top-selling beer in the U.S. and is produced by Belgian-Brazilian company AB InBev. And so it's technically not... I mean, even though obviously Anheuser-Busch is in St. Louis, it's technically... I mean, at least according to this, and like, because Budweiser is then number four. And in between there is another one I've never heard of, Skol, which is its biggest market is Brazil.
Oh, really? That sounds like it would be like a Nordic Swedish.
I think originally it was. Inspirations for the brew were apparently Scandinavian, and
makes
it was
sense.
First produced in Scotland, but it is recognized as a Brazilian brand. Then number five is Tsingtao, which I had that.
I've had that. That's quite refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
I quite enjoy that.
Then yeah. Heineken.
Boo!
Not Heineken.
Heineken is trash beer. I'm sorry. That is legitimate bilge water. I tried. So when I turned 21, I was the oldest of my friend group. So my older sister took me out to the bars, which was very nice of her. And I did not drink much at all before I turned 21.
You were a good kid.
I was a great child, never did anything wrong. But what I did at the bar then was I just tried every brand of beer. Like, I was like, I've never tried Red Stripe. I've seen the commercials. I'd like a Red Stripe. And I got to Heineken, and it was the only beer I was like, spat it out. Just true, absolute garbage water. I apologize to everyone who likes Heineken out there, but have you heard of Taste Buds?
All right. Well, now that we know that you never buy you a Heineken.
Never.
Have you heard of Harbin?
No.
Another Chinese beer. Yangjin. Another Chinese beer. Corona. Number nine.
Yeah. Yeah,
for
don't
some reason,
like
I thought
it,
Corona was
sense.
Like one of those, like, it's kind of like Foster's, where it's like Australian for beer, but not really. Where it's like, if you talk to an Australian, they're like, I don't know, we don't drink Foster's.
Like, is Stella on this list? Is Stella a 12?
That's what
on this
I'm looking
list?
For. Cause I would say my 12 and 13, I would, if I had to say my favorite international beers, that's where they mark. So a Peroni.
Yeah, I was just going to ask
Peroni's
about Peroni.
Delicious.
Peroni, very tasty.
I feel like you'd like
tasty.
A Peroni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I not quite like, so, not quite so heavy. And
yeah.
Hoppy.
It's almost like wine.
Oh, you sold me. That was tough.
That is the greatest lie that has ever been spoken on this radio show.
Well, we've only been around for a month, so give it time. Number 13, Guinness. I'm a big fan of Guinness. Guinness is one of those secret, like those secret beers that's not very caloric, and it's actually only like
really?
Yeah, it's like a pint of Guinness is supposedly only like 110 calories compared to.
They should do ads like Michelob Ultra, yeah. Where it's like people doing ultra marathons and then cracking open a Guinness and like pouring it on their faces.
But it's
I
like,
think that would be great.
It'd be great. And it's like, I think you'd get a bigger market of health, like, you know, weight conscious women who are like, oh, this is a less, like, this is basically the same amount of calories as this non-flavorful Michelob Light. Like, okay, I'll drink that. But so Guinness was 13. Looking for Stella. Yeah, Stella, 16.
There it is. Yeah. Yay. So, well, all of these are basically owned by the conglomerates now.
Probably.
At this point. Like,
to
I think
a certain
Stella
extent.
And Peroni are owned by InBev, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, no matter what, your money's
going all
it.
To the same place. I know. Isn't that just, I mean, that's, is there any industry that isn't just boiled down to a couple different companies anymore?
OnlyFans, maybe? I don't know.
OnlyFans. There's about a year ago that OnlyFans, we all thought OnlyFans was done for because of like the decisions with the MasterCard and stuff like that. And they're still going strong.
A beacon of open commerce in this late capitalistic nightmare we live in.
Just my favorite. There's a shirt that I've seen on Instagram. I still haven't bought it, but I actually need to go hunt it down and find it. Where it's the whole shirt is just different types of like fans, like actual fans of like vintage fans and like fans you can hold in your hand, and then it just says like, only fans. And I was like, oh, that's a great shirt. That's a great.
That is a terrific shirt.
Right. I know. I gotta go find it. All right. Well. It's that time. We gotta hand it over to Dueling Tangents. But Matt, where can people find you and your work?
Oh, you can find me at onmilwaukee.com, where I write about pop culture, sports, the Bachelor franchise. And you can also find more of my just tragic Brewers tweets at A Man About Film on Twitter. And technically I'm on Instagram, but I haven't Instagrammed in approximately 7 years. So don't
no
even
use.
Bother. So no use. You're better luck finding me on MySpace. So yeah, A Man About Film on Twitter, onmilwaukee.com for my writing.
All right, Matt, thank you so much for having fun with me on Friday. I'm sure I'll have to have you back soon. All right.